Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Oh, we're so bad at this. Right, so before you go forward, you have to go backwards, and I'm sure that that would be United. But I can't let the recent debacles go. Sorry, people, but I haven't had the heart recently to do these. I've been absolutely gutted. And we watched, and what I'm doing is resigning myself to, like, not getting to the utter depths of desperation after a result. So don't let it affect me. Don't let it affect me. And that's a horrible attitude to have when you're playing your rivals. But City away, don't let it get to me. And then that last 15 minutes, make a challenge. And Liverpool met Brendan and Shane. I didn't go. And it was like, don't let it get to you. Waking up knowing you're going to get battered by your rivals. That's how I woke up. But don't let it get to you as bad as it could. And then we watched it. And it was like around the third goal went in. And there was about an 80-year-old bloke in the pub who cheered. And Shane went, ah, fuck off. But my point being was that I looked and no one's making a challenge. And I lost it. And it's like, I don't want to do this to myself because I feel so fucking bereft. And it's not enjoyable. Like, any of you listening don't want to hear such sadness. But you cannot polish a turd, as I keep saying. So I just thought, make a fucking challenge. And like today, I'm left with, and I don't want to like sound like a ranting e-red, but all I was left with was that for half an hour we matched them, maybe the better side, but eventually meandered to a conclusion where as soon as we were pro, they went third, the game was over. So I'm not going to celebrate that we were in the game for 30 minutes. And there was a point again where it was like, make a challenge. And I can't keep doing that to myself. So in the United end, don't get me away, I tried to get behind them as much as I could. I felt we've lost our heart a little bit because I didn't think it was a great United end. But we're osmosis, so we react to them and they react to us. And I felt like we're all desperate for the season to end, but is this it? We shouldn't in no way be, well, today was a better kind of shit than the shit we've been served. But I feel like that we were almost like a football team for 30 minutes. And Mata came on, and he still finds better space. And I'm not advocating Mata, but he still finds better space than the others. He knows where footballers should be. But there was one point, we're going to talk to a lot of different reds, but in the first few minutes, I mean, we conceded in 2 minutes, fucking hell, that Delow had a ball come over him in the first half, and I commented to Mark, and he went, he wasn't watching the ball, he just was completely in awe of his opponent. It was like, God, I know, always keep your eye on the ball. No wonder we're so flustered. So I don't want to keep doing this, and I don't want to keep putting people through it. And we're having a great drink. There are now about 10 of us on a pub crawl of Upper Street. So for that, the United community, the people who buy the mag, I'm humbled by the support. But you've got to call out the shysters. And Ralph is great at calling them out. But as a football manager, there is no different to what we were getting served under Ollie. And are the Glazers on something that you can't make a substitution until the last few minutes? Because none of our managers want to make a change at all. And it's like, if you know it's not working, and Ronaldo in the last 10 minutes, 4 times signalled, I don't know if this came across on TV, put the cross in, and his teammates completely ignored him, to the point that Tellez, about 2 minutes later, put in a woeful cross, and Ronaldo, the poor sod, went thumbs up. And I thought, fuck me. So to every poor soul who travelled down today, and it's what we do, it's almost fucking, I don't know, like sighs and a heavy heart. Nick, hello, you've just paid £6.50 for the pork pie.
It was a damn good pork pie, man.
English I had mustard, a slice.
English mustard on a pork pie. That has been the highlight of my day, without a doubt. That was a tasty, tasty pie. Are all your pork pies in London like that? Because if they are...
No, they're not. No. Not the 50p version of the horse meat that I usually consume. How miserable are you?
I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I'm at peace with it. I'll be honest with you, it was one of those... I didn't go to Anfield on Tuesday, but it was one of those where I was watching it. I knew we were going to get beat 4-0, 5-0, of course. And I was watching it just thinking, I'm not even asked. I was like, they're not asked. Why should I be asked? I thought, I'm not going to let it get to me. I worked with a load of City fans, and all of them were like, weren't even giving me abuse Wednesday morning when I went into the office. It was just, why couldn't you do us a favour? And it's like, no, fuck off. We've done the world a favour for the last 30 years trying to keep them off their perch. And it's like, you've had it on there for 5 minutes and you can't do your job. So it's not that. It's just, today didn't really bother me that much at all, because I thought, all right, we conceded early and we were crap. But then there was that period in that second half where I just thought, we are a good side. The thing is, this year I've done three aways. I've only done three. I've done Villa, I've done Watford, sorry to mention that again, and I've done today. And it's mad. It's like, we've got 1 point out of 9 out of them. And if you look back through our away fixtures this year, since the calendar year, we've won 2 league games this year. We've won Leeds and somebody else. I can't even remember because it's that bad. I think there's someone else in there. But that's it. It goes back to, I can't remember. Whoever else it is. It's 2 games won this year. We're in April. We're at the end of April, pretty much now, till we play again. We just sit there and we've watched the team of United, who were under Ole or whatever, that went on and broke the record for consecutive games without losing away from home. And the squad's not that different. It is not that different. And the change in mentality, mindset.
I put it down to Rangnick
because the man is not good enough, right? He's not good enough. As a consultancy role, that's fine. There's loads of different reasons why it's an issue. But Rangnick as an actual football manager is a genuine concern. I think he's a liability. I don't think he knows how to set up a team. Don't talk to me about your Jürgen Pressing or whatever you called it. I think it's crap. Doesn't matter if you've got Ronaldo up front, if you've got people like Rashford and Lingard who are going to run all day for it. Doesn't matter. I don't think he knows how to set up a football team. I've seen nothing of him in the past. I've seen nothing of him whilst he's at Man United that convinces me he's a football manager. I've been very hesitant. And today, I feel, every game, but every single time I just think, he has no idea, he's got no clue, no plan about the English game, about understanding that other teams are going to pressure, they're going to want to come at you, and he can't adapt to it. And it's just, we set up a team and we wait, and we sit there and we wait for the ball. And the best thing today that epitomised today's performance was De Gea passed the ball to Matic, and Matic looks back at De Gea, and he looks left, and he sees Diego Dalot, whatever he's called. He sees Dalot. He turns right and he sees Victor Lindelof. And he looks back at De Gea and he thinks, I could pass it to Dalot, I could pass it to Lindelof, or I could pass it back to my own keeper. And what did he do? He turned round and he booted it out for a throw-in. And that epitomised. And there's a moment when I sat down, and I just sat down and sucked into my chair, and I just thought, that is where we're at as a club, where Matic just thinks, I can't trust. And bearing in mind, Dalot was in, 5 yards of space. Lindelof had nowhere near him. Diego's got nowhere near him. And Matic thought the best option was to play it out.
But you know, like,
and that sums up where we are.
But we are where De Gea again made 4 quality saves. But he could be an issue.
But we're
having nightmares. Imagine if you've got... Imagine, like, we're going to bed tonight, morose about United. I've let Paul know. Imagine if you've got those options in front of you. So it's like, he's going to bed going, I know I've got those options. But if we can't as a club even at a starting point go, we've got an issue with De Gea's distribution. Because that is like the 100th on the list of where we are.
I disagree. I don't know if it is, and I'll tell you what.
We don't get a world class keeper and start winning things. We've got, right, so going back, I wasn't getting angry.
I think that's part of the problem.
But someone showed me, I hope it may be bollocks, but Scholes has said, you know, I spoke to Lingard today, and I'm not getting angry, and then I'm getting worked up, and then I feel I'm entering this taxi driver looking at the fucking mirror in anger at how I feel. That Lingard should stop bringing on players who aren't going to be here or don't want to be here.
And that's why stop it now.
But I like Ralph what he's trying to do off the pitch.
No, I don't like what he's doing on the pitch. I disagree, and I think it's bollocks, because you could pay me 100 grand a week and I'll sit there and I'll tell you Martial shit. I'll tell you Lingard shit. I can do that. I'm at a stage where I genuinely believe I could do it.
Stop playing Marshall, this ideology
and this mantra of him off the pitch needs to fucking stop. It needs to stop now, because it's bullshit. I'm not having it. And Shane said the same thing in the game. There's more Reds out there that are cutting onto it. You can't sit there and call out players and say, oh, it's great, well done, he's calling out the players. It's bollocks. It's like, if he's going to be the manager, you have to start and work with what you've got.
Yeah,
and it doesn't
what?
Matter. And if you sit there, my point to you, because you said a world class keeper comes in and you don't start winning games, that's wrong. I disagree, and I'll tell you why. If you sit down now, let's say you're doing a team and you're picking, and let's say you just go old school 4-4-2 formation, and you go, right, let's build a team. What's your dream 11 and the best in the world right now? Where do you start? You start with a goalkeeper.
No, you start with the top.
Bollocks. No, you don't. Everyone starts number one, and you go number one, number two, number three, number four, and you work through your starting 11. And you start with the goalkeeper.
But I'm done with him now.
He sat there and it pissed me off today. The only thing that pissed me off today because I wasn't bothered about it.
You're calling out the best player of the season.
I don't give a shit.
There's two of them.
It doesn't matter. If he's the best player of the season, then that fucking sums it up. And the point my point is that he moaned about that goal being offside today. And it was offside, yeah? He knew it was offside. And then he didn't do anything. He didn't do anything about it. He just sat there and went
But can I just say, you're calling out the player who cares. You've got to start with the people who don't want to be here. Who are the leakers and the cancers?
I see nothing in De Gea to be that he wants
to be. We've got fullbacks who are everyone I spoke to it at the end as we left. Was, and it's like, how miserable on the Richter scale is my attitude with United? And I feel less miserable today. It's a horrible attitude to have. But when you're saying that you encourage players who don't want to be here, then the whole fucking thing is broken. It's like, and we know, like, I think, wow, you know, they haven't signed a contract. And I've said before, and this isn't suddenly, he's a quiz question in 2040 for younger Reds going, who was the interim manager after the caretaker manager? You know, that is what he is, because he'll be gone in October, November. But I do want to see more from him. But it's almost like he's thinking, and, you know, what the fuck is going on here? They're not listening to me up above. He's not even spoken to Ten Hag. So he's, like, joined in with the... So all he'll do is use a press conference. But De Gea is just going... Fuck me, I'm stopping shot after shot. So I get we can get a better coach, but we are literally, like, I don't know what we are anymore. We used to know what United was. That's what, so it gets to me when, going to where I got angry before, my Zen is good, there's loads of people I've not seen for ages. And it's not doing it for fucking listens. It's because people who listen care. But when Jesse Lingard, who wants to be away, who should have been binned fucking last summer, should have been binned in the winter.
We got 20 million from comfortably.
I've made loads.
And the thing is, though, is that
I just feel angry and it's not good.
But you sell Lingard for 20 million last year. There's no need to sell Dan James. I know he's not the greatest player in the world, but we come back
like
to
Dan
it.
James.
You think about how football club is running, you think Dan James is not the best. I mean, no, he's not the best.
But he'll give you 110%.
But I tell you what, and he'll run and he'll have a go and he'll work hard. And there's a reason why Ole would start him in games away at City You know, we play him away at Liverpool and we play him in the big games, and it's the reason why we end up getting results, because you set a precedent and think, it doesn't matter if you work hard and you give your all for this football club, off your foot.
But that's what I mean. And you shouldn't fucking feel bereft at your own football, especially Manchester United, who are born out of glory, a history. And it's not just about the triumphs, it's the tragedies. And we're better than this. And I tell you, like Pogba, when he went off, we've done that to death. I'm not even going to give him the decency. Oh, mate, like, if you ever saw for a footballer, it was at Anfield when the shit got real and he fucking shat it. But Lingard came on, gegenpressing, and he trotted as soon as the Liverpool player got the ball, he trotted back. And
but then you don't
win. We need a cheer. Shane's had it worse, because him at 5 o'clock this morning, what were you doing?
Well, I went and bought a record and queued up for. And everyone's slagging me off for buying a record. But I got the record. And other people are trapped. Like, we're all traveling to watch United. There's nothing more weird than getting a record than following this rabble of chances.
It's national record queue at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Record though. Store day, yeah. So I queued up with the geeks to get a couple of records. Happy Monday.
And you were jostling with people.
No, there's no jostling. It's not like football. It's like... like some bloke went off to get a McDonald's and the queue's respected.
What, did you keep his spot?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that.
It was all very orderly. Have you managed to talk about any football?
I'm on a rant though, so I want...
There's nothing to rant, like, there's nothing new today, was there?
Yeah,
really?
But then
like,
we shouldn't accept this.
No, we shouldn't accept it, but we can talk about it. To my thing, and it's too, like, I've always said, it's too early to judge a manager. But equally, there's in-game tactics and making the best of what you got. Now, I quite like what Ralph says in press conferences and that, but I've seen no improvements in the defence or the midfield since he's come in. In fact, if anything, it just looks even more farcical. So, you know, OK, Ollie wasn't up to it, but this fella doesn't look like he's not getting a tune or a better tune out of what is an expensive squad. The players look half-arsed. They've looked half-arsed for weeks. Half their heads have gone. Like my lads who's here just said about, like, some quote from Paul Scholes that Jesse Lingard's messaging Paul Scholes from the dressing room, saying, if that's true, like, what are these fuckers? They don't give a toss about us supporters or the club, really. I thought Bruno, in fairness, I know he missed a penalty, he looked like he was up for it today.
Ronaldo cares.
And I'm not saying, like, Scott McTominay might care by doing a challenge. Some are not quite up to it, the standards we want, and others look half-arsed. But our midfield and defence was a shambles.
We missed
today.
Fred.
Yeah. And that says something. Like, Fred's our best midfielder at the moment, because he works hard and he covers ground, he defends, he tries to defend.
And also the topic, I'm trying to remember everything, the topic about the collections farce that they were sending out. United, don't do the travelling loyal support any favours. That people were getting texts, confusing emails or texts last night, and someone I know is an older red who's savvy, said he was getting texts saying, don't bring the ticket that you've had sent because you're going to get issued with a duplicate to prove who you are. As if, like, if United were winning. Liam, do you have anything to add to this?
Not a great deal.
When will we win a league again, Liam?
20,
10 years.
10 years. These are 10 years with me.
These are 10 years, man. Great to see.
Get your money on it.
But yeah. So he's a savvy man. So he got a message saying, "Don't bring the ticket you've been sent because you will be issued a duplicate." Him knowing. And I don't mean to do him a disservice, he's in his 60s, probably 70s. Not trusting the ticket office, bought the fucking ticket just in case, and he got to the thing and they said, oh no, sorry, there were a lot of confusion last night. We're not issuing you with a duplicate, even though you were told 4 times we are. You're using the original. And he said, what if I hadn't have bought that? But this is making people punish them.
Do you think
we're shit? You should be saying, you've made this journey at 9 in the morning. Thank you.
Bear with me on this one. I've got a theory. We employed a new set-piece coach, I think, from Chelsea. And I actually think the set-piece coach might be running the ticket office. And somehow the ticket office are running corners. Because how many corners went over today? Is that bar post? There's no one there. Our corners are basically a pass to the Arsenal wing. For a break.
Mark. I've mentioned the DeLow. Back it up. That was the DeLow that the ball came out.
Oh, the DeLow thing. Like, today,
not
that
watching
was,
a ball.
The DeLow thing today was one of the most unbelievable bits of ever. But I'd say, I think the biggest indictment you could ever have against that team is today was fantastic. That's the best we've played in weeks. Like, weeks. Like,
that they look
like, I walked out of that ground saying, fucking hell, played well there. Lost 3-1. That says it all to me. Like, that is what we are.
That makes
like,
me feel horrible.
But it's true, isn't it? It is completely true. Can anybody stand here today and say that isn't the best we've played in weeks?
We used to take the piss out of Arsenal instead of like.
But every
we're worse than Arsenal. Yeah, we're chasing.
They're not good. They're there for the table.
No, exactly.
I mean, how they're for.
A little bit.
But I'm glad.
The one thing, and you can't look back on things. You can't look back on things that have happened in the game. But I do genuinely actually think, had we scored the penalty, there's a good chance you probably
might have been able to take it.
Yeah,
that's what I want to know.
Then you go into it. There's a good chance you may have gone on and won the game, but you haven't. So, but I just think, if ever you wanted to sum up where we are as a team currently, and I know last time I was on it, I'm still actually haven't really changed in the thought that I don't think, given the right direction, that's not a terrible group of players. What's sad is all they've got on is proven that they're just a bunch of wankers, really. Like, they've got nothing about
it.
They've got no individual need or desire to actually deliver something for us as fans, for the team. That's the bit that I think is sad. Every time Arnold will come in, and there'll be some of them that buy into him, and some of the players that have been horrendous this season will have a good season next season and they'll be alright. But there's a massive job to do in the culture of that club, because
I do have
I genuinely watched the game today and thought, well, at least we had a run around, that was nice. Made a nice change.
But I do have a bit of hope in that, not the Glazers, but you can be, even with this cancer, you can be better run. That, yes, I mean, fuck me, when Pogba goes, I'm not celebrating the Queen's Jubilee this fucking summer. When that news is announced, crack out the champagne. When he goes, when Lingard goes, if you can get rid of three or four of these players, infinitely that dressing room is more buying into this. So you could say, forget, and Isaac, I don't think you set any targets next year. You just say you try and win as many games or hope that you can compete. And why I think, like, Shane was almost getting the abacus out, what is mathematical when you fucking compete. I'd love us to not be in Europe, because I'd love Ten Hag every week, fucking Monday to Friday, without a game to go, drilling it into the bastards who remain. This is what you fucking... Because we don't look like a football team. We do not ever. We have, like, we have a moment. Do you know when they were doing the Obeys? And that is embarrassing, and I fucking hate that. But they were doing the Obeys.
It's been twice in a week.
Twice today, and then we hit the ball ourselves eight times. And I actually thought, fuck me, at least we did it eight. It didn't... But we, how many times do you see us? The ball just goes out of play. And like, your thing is, I'm just...
But to me, today was...
I know.
One of the things today that I thought...
I'm reacting
again,
more to
Tuesday. No, but again, was one of the things that I actually thought today, which is sad, is that I said to Dad in the ground, how much of a Rolls Royce does Matic have compared to the rest of these fucking useless bricks? Like,
but that's...
There's a lot of people out there that don't like Matic. Never thought you'd buy him this. But he's done it all in the game. Won it all. Like, I mean, he was obviously a great player in his time. And he shouldn't be anywhere near our side. But the point being that he came out today, and the level difference between him and particularly our back four of calmness, just being able to put his foot on the ball, look up, play a ball. And I think it was John that said to me earlier, there was a point where he looked around and he could have passed to Lindelof, Dallow or Telles. They were his three balls on. and he just kicked it out into touch. I mean, what does that tell you about how...
But that's... Matter shouldn't be anywhere near, and he's like a Fred the Red mascot, but he still gets it. He comes on and he knows, like, move. It's the most simple thing. I mean, even this fucking decrepit old body, move.
Passive move.
Move.
Just simple, isn't it? We say football's a simple game. It's passive move, and you put balls into the box, and we don't do either of those things. Like, that is the staple of what football is.
But I think if you say pass and move, going back to the Dallo point, if you're not even going to look where the fucking ball is,
we've had, let's not fucking start with the goalie. Our fullbacks are so limited, are so basic. I don't know if that fucking cut. What I'm saying is, like, people slagged off last week that they've never slagged off the players, and that's right, but to say they've never seen it, we booed Van Gaal when he won the FA Cup. Whoa. I've seen Colin get
people booed
him. I've seen Colin Gibson given such abuse. He gave up yours to United. No, but I've seen him given so much abuse, he gave up yours, Colin Gibson. Ralphie Milne used to get a clown fucking thing done to him. And when in Atkinson's last days, I think it was Birmingham, Peter Davenport and Ron Atkinson were getting you scouse bastard. And I'm not advocating, but what I'm saying is, sometimes we look at things, this has never happened before, you're not fit to wear the shirt. And I would never do it myself, but for fuck's sake, there are so many in this squad who are not fit to wear this shirt.
I think the thing is, buddy, at the moment, Huggy. It's very vocal at the moment. And maybe rightly so, but it's vocal more than it's been in a long, long time. That's the difference. Whereas I think, like, the stuff that's, you know, we've all stacked up players, we've all done stuff and said stuff, but generally in the pub. But at the moment it's hugely vocal. And I've never known it in my lifetime to be as vocal as it is in the ground. The obvious discontent. We've had discontent before, but not to this level.
I'm not having a part of today.
Norwich, that was... I've never, ever known that level of... Like the Pogba thing, and you're not fit to wear the shirt. That's never happened. Like, I've been going way less longer than you guys. But still, in 30 years, I've never ever heard.
Peter Davenport tried. I feel like the override, do you know what I thought? Like, I felt like a heart has gone out of it a little bit. Not in the going and like, but the crowd today, the performance, and I just thought we're all thinking, all of us, players, fucking certainly the owners don't want any more protests, and I will not be going into, because I missed last time, me personally, because it would be wrong of me to do all this every mag about the grade, I will not be going in until the 17 minutes for the next two games. And hand on heart, think it'll happen? I think it'll peter out. I don't think there should be. I want Ten Hag. I will fucking slap his bald head in excitement come August. But love United, hate Blazers. But to stay true to what I've been doing all mag, I have to go in after 17 minutes the next two games. Because it would be immoral for me to keep saying they're a cancer in a season that I'm desperate to end. But I think it will eventually, like all of them do, peter out. I hope I'm wrong. Because the kids have to take things. But this right now is a consequence of the Glazers. But absolutely, like today and Tuesday, is nothing to do with it. Because you could put 11 of us out there and you show a bit of fight. And I've lost count of how many games in the recent months or weeks. Make a fucking challenge.
I ain't telling you this, buddy. If you put 11 of us out there, we'd lost 7. We'd lost 7.
Have you kicked shit out someone?
One thing I would say, though, is actually... I was on a train from Manchester to Liverpool on Tuesday night, and actually we all agreed that while we don't want to watch this sort of football, this is a show of proper fans. Love, love. I'm not saying you want to go and watch this, but actually, in some ways, best time to go. Get behind your team.
I have to say.
And you have to say, forget anything else that's been said, but if ever there was an opportunity to just back them and get behind them, this is the perfect opportunity, and that's what you need to do. I can't stand the sight of 22 out of 27, but United's a team, get behind them, and actually in some ways backs against the wall, it's one of the best times to support United.
It's always an old bastard. I don't want to do it.
I agree with Mark, you can't be like spoiled and only support your team to win, blah blah. I think the difference to me is like, I know it's like misty eyes and like when I was 16, 18, 24, you see some shite teams, relatively shite teams, but the difference to me is with this current team and the teams that I've seen that when we were going through bad spells before was, like if you think of going to Anfield in the 80s, you know, they always put a shift in and made it hard to be beaten, and we got results there. This team, like, it's not, I think for the majority of United fans, it's not the losing, and it's not being successful, it's not giving you all and not making the effort. And that's the worst part of it to me. It's just not giving you all.
We haven't done this for weeks, and I'm apologising, but I don't want to put any of you through. But what did I say? And I'm a fucking football luddite, I know fuck all, but what did I say 3 weeks before Everton? 100% we'll lose that. And what came to pass? And I hadn't even clocked, because I'm watching it with Albert, that the Charleston head tennis, when we watched Match of Day 2, why the fuck I put us through that 2 days later? To think that is, again, make a fucking challenge. I will say, we've been watching streams and we found this thing. And the other day, we were watching, I didn't go to one of the games, and we put a stream on. I finished it, and there were suddenly, me and Albert, all excited. We put a big stream of the game on. And what was the game I couldn't beat Watford, and a pop-up came up of this big girl shaking her ass in front of the TV, and it was almost in slow motion. I was going to Albert, close your eyes, as I was grabbing the bleeper to close the blopper, the pop-up.
You're not recording this.
Yes, we are. So Huggy,
hang on a minute,
what do you make of it all? Huggy, go on. What do you make of it?
Are we talking today or are we talking generally?
Both.
Today, I thought we played all right. I think we're struggling with results, and that's causing us problems, and we're all reacting to the results, which is natural. That's just the way it is sometimes. Performance wise was all right. Generally, this could be a long tail. My view is that we possibly went to possession-based football this year, as opposed to over the last 2 years playing the likes of Liverpool and City away and being counter-attacking. And we tried to move on, and the players, for one reason or another, haven't adapted to it. Not the way that is. But Rashford is really struggling, and I don't know. If you'd asked me at the beginning of the season, could he adapt to that? I'd have said yes. I know a couple of City fans who have criticised the signing of Grealish in the derby. He ran down the left wing, he opened his body up, he was looking to, doing my hands, but he's not got the podcast. He was looking for people coming up to support him, to play the ball in. He could commit and go past or go inside. Rashford just bombs down the line. Just head down.
You're much more, well, you've talked more football sense than us in 40 minutes. No, but you're much more of an optimistic, and you look at things methodically. And I don't mean that as a disservice, Huggy, I mean that as a praise. You see the game better than I do.
Well, I don't know whether I do. I try to look for
where
that.
Do you think Ollie should have gone?
I was a big supporter of Ollie. Whether he was the right manager or not is very debatable. But we've had David Moyes, who everybody's praising now at West Ham. We had Louis van Gaal, who has got a very good CV. We've got Jose Mourinho, who's the perennial winner. who I have to say I wouldn't have gone anywhere near, but there we go, he was a very much a winner. And Ollie was the first manager since Ferguson who got us in the top four 2 years running. Now, somewhere along the line, he's managed to achieve something. So I think he was all right, and I was prepared to support him and stand by him more than other people were. After Liverpool and then City at home, it was very difficult. And then the defeat at Watford, I think the writing was on the wall and probably had to go. Not sure that what we've done is the right thing. Maybe getting rid of him and just leaving Kerrick to him. We need a new manager.
Yeah.
If we're going to do that, and not being able to bring back Kerrick in. But this hasn't worked. But we're all looking for hindsight, aren't we?
Is it his fault or is it the players completely? Well,
I'd say in there, on the Solskjaer, I've just said that we finished in the top four 2 years running. And we bought signings. We had signings, Maguire, Wan-Bissaka. If you look at them now, you say, aren't good with their performances. And I'm saying these things and I'm hoping it's a discussion, and but
yeah,
now just saying it. I don't think they look like they're good enough. But under Solskjaer, when, in the last 2 years, I think they did look good enough. Is that the way we were playing? Did Solskjaer come in and went to Liverpool? We went to City. City, we have a better record at City, the best team in the league, than anybody under Solskjaer. We've gone there, we've played. But we may have gone, and against Liverpool at home and City at home, I think it wanted to be like, we're going to dominate them. And he talked about that. We're going to keep the ball, we're going to dominate them. And we haven't been capable of doing that, and we've got battered by those two teams. Now, why is that? Now, is it because of the training, the coaching? Because the players aren't going up. You look at Rashford, and last week against Norwich, he comes on at whatever it came on. And there were three times in that second half, he turned into the fullback, knocked it against him.
But I will say, you know, I'm not having Ollie revisionism in the terms of the one thing in defence of the players is they're all saying what they're being coached is very limited. None of them feel like they're learning much. None of them think they're being expanded their careers. You know, so, like, and I love Donny. I do think the away stadium thing affects it. Helped us massively. That we have a team of shithouses, so as soon as they're questioned, and to have that peripheral taken out of the equation allowed them to think, well, if we score a goal, it's a fucking lot different being 1-0 up in an empty stadium, or even one goal down in an empty stadium than a full one. But none of them think under Ollie or Ralph they were big. So for once, I will say what they're saying, the players, their agents. Now, don't get me wrong, read last plug, sorry, I mean, for the magnet. We're hoping it'll be ready for Chelsea, as ever, change. But you'll read the gossip from a few people, you know, the leaks, the family members leaking. But their defence is
the culture wasn't good enough.
Then or now, then they're not learning.
Well, one issue that I've got is that match-going fans, we talk about Ollie, and people would say tactically he's not up to it. Rangnick came in and tactically everybody said he was up to it, and we've not moved any further forward. So what is changing? What's the difference between that? And is it players' attitude? I don't know. But my lad, I thought made a decent argument, a point to be discussed early on in the season. This is early on in the season. He said about the atmosphere at Old Trafford. When we keep the ball, people groan and mumble and whatever, and the pressure that becomes upon players that they then don't know really what to do with it. And I'll go back in time. And on this, people can shoot me down, no problem at all. But the amount of people now that didn't say at the time, for me, we got rid of Van Gaal far too early. Van Gaal was changing the way we were playing, we were keeping the ball, we were possession based. There might have been some boring aspects of it.
You are in a party of one there, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was at the time, but the more people I talk to now...
I think you,
too. No, I'll tell you now. When I talk to people now, there's more people start saying, Actually,
I was bored. I know, but I'm a football luddite. Have you? This goes to the concept of what do I want United?
But being bored rigid, Barry, right? We changed. We didn't have Ferguson anymore. Everybody was living under the Ferguson era. Let's play like we did under Ferguson. We couldn't anymore. The football is changing. Guardiola had changed football. Van Gaal, I'm not a big fan of necessarily what ex-footballers say, but I do listen to when Wayne Rooney says things would have got better with Van Gaal.
Let me say,
we won the cup under Van Gaal, yeah? Winning breeds a winning mentality. And we got shut. We finished fourth the year before, his first year we finished fourth, we finished fifth on goal difference to Man City, and we won the FA Cup. And we got shuttered in. And that's when people what say
happened
that, yeah.
What happened the season after?
After we got rid of him?
Yes.
Mourinho came in.
And won two trophies.
Yeah.
Winning breeds a winning mentality. No,
yeah, yeah.
I've
got a view on Mourinho though. Yeah. Mourinho, I wouldn't have gone anywhere near. He is an inverted comma winner, but I think he's what happened at Chelsea. I thought spoke volumes about Mourinho. He comes in, and Mourinho, ever since he slid down the pitch at Old Trafford, he goes into places, he goes, I'm a winner. Listen to me, you win trophies. Yeah? He goes into places, he listens to him, and he plays negative football. Now, if I want to play football, I don't know if you've ever played or not, right? You want to play football? No. But we all think we have, but we're not. But you still, whatever level it is, you want to play football. You don't want to defend on the edge of your box and shoot it forward. Now, so if you take it forward to a professional footballer, they get to a point, yeah. Hang on a minute, yeah, I've got a 10-year career spell, it's going to end. No, but I want to.
I get that, but haven't you? And I appreciate that. What I am, is, again, going back to that love, why did I love the Dutch Red Army? What I wouldn't, you know, this sounds mad and everyone listening will disagree with me. I wouldn't want fucking Pep's control the ball 90% and pass it 3,000 times before you have a shot. Because I love seeing attacking football. I'm a Luddite. I am a complete and utter Luddite. That's why I didn't gel with Van Gaal. I found it so boring. I get what you're saying. He could ultimately be successful. We'll see at the next World Cup. He's a very good manager. He's better. And he didn't, as I said, he didn't deserve the booing. But what the template, and maybe this is an issue for United fans, the template that our generation wants does not exist in the modern game. The wingers, let's just fucking like Sancho, take the ball on. Sancho, take the man on. It doesn't, because the manager's going to say, don't give the ball away because you've got to give it to the next man. But I find it rudimentary.
I get that. I don't enjoy it as a spectacle. I get that, but all you hear in coaching these days, yeah, roundly or wrongly, personally I think rightly,
yeah.
But it's, but one of the prime things is, Don't force it. Keep the ball. Move it. Recycle the ball. That's what you hear. That's all.
But don't get me wrong. Equally, like Scholes is brilliant. Keep the ball until we're so brain dead with the ball. This United era is so stupid.
So you have to play with confidence. You have to play with belief. You have to try and break teams down.
But how much of this is down to confidence now? If United win on a six, you know. But how much of it? They're bereft of confidence. Like I had Sancho and Bruce. Bruno took the corner today, and it almost looked like they were surprised that the United end cheered them. And I'm not, but it was almost like they didn't know. And they'll always get cheered. I'm not. Right, we're last minute Huggy, and then we're going. No, we've got Fiona. I can't. You said you weren't going to appear, Alex.
You've got me on there. No.
What? When do you think we're next winning the league? Do you think?
I think managers are really difficult. I'm hoping Ten Hag's going to come in and sort things out to some extent. He's got a big job to do. This season has been a real disappointment. I think when we started this season, as I say, I think the management thought we could move on. I'm not sure that we're ever going to win the league. I thought we had a real good chance of rushing. And I thought top four was going to be guaranteed, I have to say. I believed in the players that we had in the last two seasons, and it just hasn't worked out. I think the management thought that. And we've had a nosedive.
But since I've left, and I did say on this, I knew there was no redemption because they're that is that like they might buy into a bit of wins, but they're very fickle. You know, they're a very fickle. As Shane always said, the last we are. Maybe this is like people won't want to listen, but this is a big conundrum. Maybe my era of what United need to be, because I'm quite excited. I hate the owners, but this is an opportunity. Ten Hag, players leaving. And patience, we have to have patience. We have to give in. We have to write off next season. But the style of football, what I want to see United play, maybe is not the current era. So we've done. What, right? I will. Two things before we go. Nick, sorry to pick on you, but he did say in the Sellers chat, I've got a soft spot for flutterings for Nadine Dorries. And it deserves the retribution that he received on the Sellers group for Nadine Dorries as a sex fantasy. It's disgusting. So, hate of the week.
It is disgusting.
People said to me, West Wing was one of the great TV series ever. People said to me, so I started it during lockdown. Little realising that it was about 100,000 episodes. And I have 40 left, and I'm still once a week going through it. And I'm like, I fucking hate the West Wing now. But I can't. I'm so anal and a pedantic. I cannot fit. I've got to finish it. I can't just give up. Right, hate of the week.
Oh, Jesus.
You liking Nadine Dorries?
Well, yeah, I hate myself. I think my hate of the week is myself.
Liverpool stewards?
Liverpool stewards, but we can't go further than that. What's your hate of the week?
Scousers.
Hate of the week.
Hate of the week. Fucking, I don't even know. The squad, the whole squad.
Hate of the week.
I'm going back to...
queuing up at 5 o'clock in the morning for a fucking record.
No, I'm going back to Philip Schofield. I read an article about Philip Schofield. Just, no, I don't like him. Simple as that.
Football related.
Anything.
Anyway, tidying up after all my grandchildren being there.
That's very soft.
Hate of the week.
Hate of the week.
Hate of the week. Hate of the week is losing amicably and so fucking awfully to the Scousers and just rolling
and
over.
Can I say before you move on to Mark there? The love of the week, every listens, is meeting up with Brendan for a pint in the week. For the game was,
but Shane arrived, great, let's drink shandies because you know. Yeah. And then by the end of the night, we're 3-0 down, he's abusing an 80-year-old Scouser in the corner of the bar.
I just want to clarify
and he's
what
saying,
you said earlier. Yeah,
leave
yeah.
the bottle of Amaretto I here because we're on that.
I didn't,
to the
I
bar,
didn't,
mate.
Before, I don't know what's been said before, I didn't cowardly abuse an old man in a bar.
Well, you did.
I said fuck off to the TV, aimed at the players, and it was a general air of frustration, not an individual person. Yeah. But anyway, love to Brendan, it was great to have a drink.
My hate of the week is my dad not understanding that VAR checks fucking everything.
We didn't even get onto VAR.
I hate VAR. That's all right. I hate VAR.
It's all nonsense.
It moves slower than me today.
I actually take it back. Philip Schofield, you're forgiven. VAR is worse than Philip Schofield.
5 minutes. 5 minutes to make every decision. It's supposed to be split second. Don't fight.
If it's offside.
Dad and son, don't fight.
If it's offside, then agree whether it's offside or onside. When you decide it's not offside, don't start looking for another bloody reason to disallow it or whatever.
This shouldn't take so long, like. Just look at the TV. I need to
explain the
5 minutes of VAR decision.
I have to explain it because we were standing in the ground and they checked on the VAR and they got the up, which quite rightly, as we were saying, was ridiculous. And then it was Ronaldo's goal that got turned out for offside. And Dad turned around to me and said, well, are they going to check this on VAR? And I was like, fuck it, old Dad. It's been 2 years and you still don't understand that they check everything on VAR.
I'm with you, Dad,
like, though. I was like, come on, VAR checks everything. That's the premise.
It's all...
It's all wrong.
And I can tell my language. It's all a nonsense.
Five minutes. John Paul, hates of the week. Hello, John. This.
I don't have any hates of the week. I'm a happy man.
You're Zen.
I'm Zen. Hates of the week, 4-0, losing 4-0. That's a hate of the week, but even that's not that bad.
Oh. Thank you to everyone who's supported the mag in the campaign. Seriously, this was supposed to be a bit. I was looking forward to this. Sorry to piss you off, everyone. But to everyone who's supported the mag, it is so emotional. 35 years. We talk so much shit. We're going for another pub. Huggy, go on.
Hello! Hello!
We are the Busby Boys. Hello! Hello! We are the Busby Boys, and if you are a City fan, surrender or you'll die. We all follow United.
Hello, cheers, hello. Right. So now on that pissed them of the attitude. What was the result today? Right. So Nick, I don't think you confronted a demon earlier, where you said you don't want to get the last train back, which you're confronting now because we're a few things further down, that you said you have to explain Watford again. Why am I convoluted in everything I ever say? Explain Watford. Piccadilly Station.
So I think I came down to Watford and I got into Watford at about 1 in the afternoon, and then anyway we had a couple of beers, stimped, you know, whatever happened at the football, shite. And we had a couple of pints afterwards, and I got the train home with old Paul. And we changed in Milton Keynes. And I knew when I got on the train in Milton Keynes, I was shit faced, but old Paul had bought a load of Polish cans in the train station, so I thought, fucking it. So I got there anyway, and I'm sat there and I'm thinking, it was like, we're now stopping at Stoke on Trent, and I'm thinking, oh, fucking hell. And I'm sat there still drinking these Polish cans, and I thought, you know, you think you want the whole world to swallow you up. And the last memories of Watford away that I have was being in the toilets at Piccadilly Station. And I tried to go for a wee, and I had my dick out, and I just gave way for some piss underneath me and fell over. And it's just me on the floor in the middle of Piccadilly Station, just holding my dick, just thinking, God, I wish the world would kill me. And are you alright, mate? Are you alright? And I'm just like, yeah, I'm fine.
People helped you out.
They did, yeah, they were, yeah, but it's the north of England, and northerners are far superior to southerners, without a doubt.
I'm not denying that. But what I love about that story,
I'm just down here, I'd be left to die.
Well,
so that's why I'm panicking now, thinking, I'm on my own, I've got to get this train back.
You're not with us four.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
The 10 has become 4.
There's more than 10, there's about 17 or 18. So that's
you,
the point.
Right, and there's another point that you said, we should get more away fans. This is what I hate about you. Did you not just say, after we sang the song in the pub, some Arsenal fans gave it and, oh, can't be arsed. And you went, you know what we should do is get more away fans. Fuck off. Why do I want to speak to someone who hates us?
The thing is, though, it's nice because, like, we're very partisan the way that we look at United.
Yeah, fuck it.
And that's fine. And that's fine to an extent. And I think it is. But I think that you should always have a measured approach, and you should always be balanced about it. It's like, I've got one person in my life,
Candy,
who's a Liverpool fan. That's it. I have no more than that.
Yeah.
I have one. He goes home and away with Liverpool, and that is it. And I don't have anyone else. I've got one home and away City fan in my life, and that is it. I've got one home and away Leeds fan in my life.
So you want to start talking to people? Well, you have one of each team.
I don't have one of each team. I'm just saying that I have one of them for balance, and they keep me in check.
I don't want balance.
And I think it's interesting to listen to the way that other people talk to you about United.
Bollocks.
And I thought the Arsenal fans in that pub before, because this is where it came from, I thought that some of them had a good point, because they were sat there thinking, they were going, well, I think that Sancho is easily your best player. Like, every time he gets the ball, we're thinking, fucking hell, don't give it to that guy. And it's interesting to think that, because United fans are in the base of thinking, well, he's been so par this
season,
but he's
had
bonus.
Don't hit me with rationality. And John's here. Go on. John, you haven't appeared on the podcast because you don't fucking go. You didn't even go today, did you?
No.
Have you enjoyed the drink with us after that?
I've got nothing to say. Yes, I enjoyed the drink.
Do you still pronounce Adidas? This is for Red News Podcast connoisseurs. We had an argument at Red News Podcast 12.
You're not arguing about the
me and you. that I say Adidas and you...
It's Adidas.
No, it's Adidas.
No, it's not.
No, it's Adidas. My we did this 10 years ago.
No, it's Adidas.
My Adidas.
No, it's Adidas. No, it's Adidas.
If someone wrote a fucking song about
we did this 10 years ago.
No, it's the problem. It's
like,
Adidas.
The whole world loops back.
It's named after Adolf.
No, it's Adidas.
No, I don't give a shit. It's
we're
Adidas.
Actually proud about
well
this.
Aware of
to think I'm still Adidas. Your friend, it's Adidas.
It's fucking
Adidas. So this is what we did 10 years ago, and you're still a twat.
I've eaten NASA that makes Adidas.
Have you had a good day?
I've had a good
it's
day.
The best part that, of the day a, not going irritating. In. No, it's
Adidas. It's a fucking Adidas.
Do you still Adidas. Get angry? You used to get angry.
I'm teaching my children.
Oh, the fingers come out.
I'm teaching my children.
To say, he's getting violent. I wish you'd had talent, because if you played for United, well, you'd be Scott McTominay, but sorry, that's so disrespectful.
Oh, if John was a United player, he'd definitely be Scott.
It's so disrespectful.
He definitely would be.
It's a Scott McTominay, yes.
Do you love any United player? No, but I mean, like, in the way that...
What
our loins love them.
It's funny though, because we were talking about, and Ben mentioned it, didn't he? And he was like, you know, it's sad that a lot of players, a lot of people are growing up have got United heroes. I think the only player that I don't hate in the squad is Sancho. He's not done anything to piss me off.
No, and. But take the man on, don't and I'm not being it's his first season, and he's joined a man. But it's this.
But it's interesting because
this is this is. Trust me, this is right. No, but I need a hero. So this is later points in the last segment. Are you one of
just for context? Because people might be thinking it's 12:30. It's only 7:30. But. It's interesting though, because coming out, all the Arsenal fans have kept saying the same name, and all the Arsenal fans kept saying Sancho.
Fuck.
All of them, they did though. And I mean, he wasn't unbelievable today, but he's got a bit of panache, he's got a bit of arrogance, and the moment he starts taking people on and he cuts inside,
yeah, how can you
and
be?
I have a shoe.
How old is he?
22.
But, all right, so I'm. I apologise, Sancho.
If
you were, no, but like, just shouldn't you be doing that anyway? I will say, like, all the debates
that,
about
but
Ronaldo.
But Rash
wasn't no, but all the debates about Ronaldo. You know what I loved about him today?
He
still
shit.
Gave a shit.
He got his yellow card at left back.
No, but more than that. As I said earlier, like to be demanding
was,
the ball
he,
and want.
He was
imagine like knowing you're one of the greatest players, and you can still. He scored 23, is it, goals already for a shittiest team we've ever seen alive, and he still fucking cares.
I still.
Amongst this, you would have walked out, John.
Oh, yeah,
In September, I wouldn't have even fucking got on the pitch. I would have just been shouting expletives and shatting every fucking players. Right, are we done? Sorry.
Well, that's the thing though with Ronaldo.
I don't know what I was shouting.
Because Conor mentioned the point before, didn't he?
It baffles me, but it's therapy. Do you feel any better after these?
What, after the podcast?
Yeah.
I feel indifferent. I said to you before, so I'm not really asked about the result today. And I think
but that annoys
me. Most people shouldn't be asked about it, though. Well, we've got nothing to play for.
Oh,
and that's
right, so,
it's
okay.
Like, and it's like, it's been a problem for the last fucking 30 games.
So that's the thing, it's like, since we lost to Athletic in the Champions League.
Yeah, but you said that night, season over then. That's the 1980s.
But that's the thing, though, I'm saying that, and I'm thinking, mommy, you've got to beat for Athletic.
Okay, good, great.
I walked to the ground.
Well, I want a refund. No, I know, but then give me the refund. Why am I paying all this money?
Well,
why is everyone...
Well, we're talking about refunds. The fans should have been refunded on Tuesday night for going all the way to Liverpool and watching that. They should have all had their £30 refunded for it. Of course they should have been. How the club are not turned round
anyway,
and gone,
the question
you should
was,
have been
is
there.
Is this therapy? It's not for you. You hate them.
I hate who?
Me.
I don't hate you.
No, but you hate the
we
podcast.
Do, but we do. No, I don't hate the podcast. I...
hate the concept of podcast.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan
the medium.
Of podcasting. The medium.
In a pub where I shove this in your face. I find it, but I get more wound up. What? And this is a Cockney, and I know I'm... But you've all taken me to your fucking hearts. I know, but you've all taken me to your hearts. I'm with Paul.
Who?
United supporters, you accepted me selling at 16 with mum a fanzine, and you said, this cunt, this, that will love United like anyone.
That means
and, I, and I No, but I don't mean to be... No, I shouldn't get wound up like this. I shouldn't... but equally, I don't think Manchester United should accept this. And I don't think... We know the owners are toxic, but we should still, even know it, everything except better than the shambles. And I would... like in the 80s, Paul won't appear on us, but in the 80s, they gave a shit. They were less talented. And this lot, and like, and I find it disgusting. You're none are going to like it. That, oh, it was the best shit of the last, least shit of the last few weeks today. I find it like, I don't like that. I'm not at zen with that. And Ralphie, you may as well put me and you, I love him what he says in a press conference, but me and you will take the next few games. Because I tell you what, fucking Jesse Lingard ain't getting a minute.
Bollocks. I'm not having that. I'm still not having that about Ralph. It pisses me off. There's this mantra out there that go, well, he calls him out. It's bollocks. It's, don't fucking play Matic. Don't play Lingard. You know,
yeah,
don't play these players.
No choice about it. Who else is going to play?
Bring players in from the youth academy. It's shite. I'm not having it. Nah, it's crap. I'm not having people sitting there going, Ralphie, is this, is that, and I'm trying to defend him. It's bollocks. He's fucking part of the problem as well. We'd have done better this year if Ole had gone till the end of the year. I'm not saying we would have won this and we would have won that, but we definitely would have
had...
Nah, bollocks. We'd have finished on more points if Ole had been in charge. You wait till the end of the year.
If you're going to
bin your manager off, you've got a fucking full-time manager in fucking employ for
it.
It's bollocks. If you've got him, and you're great, can I message him? You're going to sack him off. You get your full time manager in the next week. Clock came in what, September, like October? It's bollocks,
but
though.
Do you know
it's bollocks.
No.
Why can we sit there and
have
to get a fucking interim manager? It's shite. Why do we accept that? It's crap. And he's fucking awful.
There's a lot of
Gideon. We'll get this tactician that comes in, he's going to sort these players out, and he can't do anything.
We have noticed a lot of Gideon them in every pub we're going to, and we did give it the big one in the other pub. But what I notice is that they just celebrated with every iota, every second of Tottenham's result. And I wouldn't be arsed. Like, I'm literally like, you're fighting for. And they have shouted in three pubs we've been in during their game. They have cheered.
But that third goal.
No,
but you're right.
No,
that third goal today for them. They celebrated that because they knew they were going to finish fourth. And that's what I saw. And they were buzzing about it, though.
Well, that's if we're that.
And they were leaning over and they're giving the wanker signs and they're giving the fuck off signs.
That is what we're looking at. That is what our club.
That's what I said. Don't compare yourself to that.
No, but we have. As a club, we have.
But don't.
Am I?
As a club,
well, I want us to finish.
You brought it up by bringing up Aspers. It's bollocks. No, because they're sitting there, they're leaning over, going, "Well, we've won that bit. Well, this is the 3-1. Fuck off."
No,
they celebrated
that
third goal today like they won the league.
And I looked at Shane
in the ground today, and I said, "When was the last time we celebrated a goal that looked like that? When was the last time we celebrated a goal? Arsenal celebrated that third goal today,
yeah,
like
I
it clinched the league.
Nick,
the celebrations looked like those
I
that
cannot
have
remember
goal
the
for
last
City in the 90th minute.
I'm agreeing with you, but what I'm saying is, I can't even remember the last, as I've said to you, the last United joy I had. I wasn't at Newcastle.
Yeah, but I wasn't there.
I know. So I'm being
purely selfish. Because that went in and you thought, well, that's it. We're going to kick on now. It, like, you can't say that you weren't there at the time and thought you weren't going to kick on from that ground. And when we were selling afterwards,
no,
after
but
Newcastle,
no, to be
we were
fair,
selling, everyone was buzzing. They were
to
coming
be
out.
Fair,
and it wasn't, shut the mic up your ass.
No,
it was, this is it, we're going
to
kick on.
To be fair, in the one after... I did say what worried me is a shit Newcastle ran us, and I said the chances they created. Well, I did say anyway. I asked if this.
Could
was
change
therapy.
My hate of the week, by the way.
Yeah, go on.
Because my hate of the week is very interesting. I don't come down to London a lot. I mean, by what I. But when I come down, there's gluten-free beer everywhere, and I'm not joking. Like, we've been in 4 or 5 pubs down this road, and I've turned around and I've seen a
John has just walked off.
And I've seen a load of people drinking gluten-free beer.
Just
is that a thing here? Because I've never seen anyone in Manchester. I've never seen anyone in town.
And it's still turning around drinking gluten-free beer. I've tried it. You wouldn't be surprised.
I've never tried it.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. You still...
Yeah. Because everyone seems to drink gluten-free beer now.
You still feel absolutely shit.
I've been watching it all the way down the road. Is that a thing?
So John always has to say something that is inoffensive. Right, what's your hate of the week, John?
Hate of the week is gluten-free
beer. Final, we're done.
I've got nothing to say.
Adidas.